The aircraft giant Boeing has announced changes to its onboard software after two fatal crashes of its 737 MAX planes. About 200 pilots and industry officials have gathered at the company's Washington plant to hear about the fix. But it could take weeks to roll out, and the regulator has denied suggestions that it's granted provisional approval. Thomas Arrighi has this report.
Boeing is in damage control, and executives say they're doing what they can to restore faith in the company.
The 737 is a safe airplane. The 737 family is a safe airplane family.
Boeing Vice President Mike Sinnott has told pilots and industry officials the company has reprogrammed the software of its signature model, a plane that over the past couple of weeks has seen more of the ground than the sky.
Our hearts go out to all of the loved ones and friends and family of the people that were lost. We mourn this loss of life, and we're going to do everything that we can do to ensure that accidents like these never happen again. We're working with customers and regulators around the world to restore faith in our industry and also to reaffirm our commitment to safety and to earning the trust of the flying public.
The update involves an automated system that can push the plane's nose down. And that's been under scrutiny since a MAX 8 crashed last October in Indonesia, killing 189 people. Investigations are still underway into this month's crash involving the same model of plane in Ethiopia, where 157 people died. But regardless, pilots will now be given more control of the aircraft, and the system would be disabled if two sensors offer widely different readings. A pilot indicator in the cockpit will also now be a standard feature, rather than an added extra. Today, US Transport Secretary Elaine Chao questioned why some safety features were optional in the first place.
I think it's troubling that if indeed it was a safety feature, that it was not included.
At a Senate hearing, she's also faced questions about a delay in nominating a permanent head of the US Federal Aviation Administration, Democrat Senator Richard Durbin.
It is unusual, is it not, for an agency that's accepting the responsibility for the safety of aircraft in America. It has a vacancy and a deputy administrator or a designated administrator for 14 months. Isn't that unusual?
Well, it certainly would be. It's unusual in the past, but in this administration, there's been quite a slowdown in nominations.
And as the leadership uncertainty continues, the FAA has also denied that it's provided provisional approval for Boeing's software upgrade. That's after a Boeing executive suggested to reporters that it had. So how long will it be before the 737 MAX takes to the skies again? Quite a while, according to London-based air transport consultant John Strickland.
Well, first of all, we have to see if indeed the proposed software upgrade is certificated positively by the regulators, and that will be examined later in the week. After that, it will still take some time to actually implement by retrofitting on aircraft, and we'd still expect these aircraft to be on the ground for at least one or two more months from where we are today.
He's told AM there are still many questions to answer.
Other regulators around the world are talking about taking their own look at any plans and processes that may be implemented to restore this aircraft to safe flight. Now, that's not normal. Normally, the lead would be taken on what is said by the FAA. So quite a number of hurdles to get through as yet.
So could it be a situation where airline regulators outside the United States might have a view about this software update that could contradict that of the FAA?
Well, one, I think it's unlikely that we would see any contradiction, because safety authorities ordinarily around the world are in close communication. They all want to deliver the same high standards of safety. This is an unusual set of circumstances in the whole way we saw the aircraft grounded by one country after another following with these decisions, and ultimately the FAA itself grounding. That was somewhat back to front to what we normally see. So it's difficult to predict at this point whether there might be any difference in opinion. It's very unusual compared to any other aircraft accidents that I can think of. It would seem that there are going to be some learnings coming from this, and I think Boeing itself will want to show that if there are justified criticisms leveled at the company that they will need to take those on board, because their whole business is built on a reputation for dependable, reliable, safe aircraft.
And that's air transport consultant John Strickland speaking with our reporter Thomas Aredy.